Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Hey, 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 that's the sound of rock cracking. And once again, you've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That is webtalkradio.net. Happy Thanksgiving. This is Thanksgiving week. Hope you're planning a shopping, eating, having a lot of turkey, watching some ball games. It's a week America comes together as families and friends. I'm glad we're having a Thanksgiving week. I don't want you to go through Thanksgiving without saying thanks be to God. God bless America. The blessings and bountiful blessings of being the greatest nation that's ever existed on the face of this earth. I think I will say thank God. I believe God has put his blessings, but we also know that God has an expectation for America. And we need to be truthful. And we need to have truthful leaders. And we got someone in the White House, President Barack Obama, who has not been truthful. That's what this show is going to be about. We're going to listen to some of the things that he said and what he's done. Can't put them all in, but we got a lot to listen to. I'll have some comments. But before we get started, let me just say thank you for our listeners. Thanks, thanks, thanks. The reason we're growing and going on is because of you and what you mean to this show. Because without you, we wouldn't be on the air. Across the country, we keep increasing because you're telling your friends and neighbors about Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Now, without further ado, got a little conversation between Johnny Ringo and Doc Holliday. He'll lead us right in to this week's show. A little clip from the movie Tombstone and a shootout at the OK Corral. So here's Johnny Ringo. He didn't quite expect to see Doc Holliday. Take a listen.
Well, I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave. Fight's not with you, Holliday.
I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish.
Well, now here's a game that I'm not finished with. That's listening to the lies that President Barack Obama has issued to this nation. We're going to play some of the film clips in the next few minutes. I'll stop on some of them and give some background. But this is what our president, he claims to be a Christian, but somehow I believe he missed one of the Ten Commandments, didn't he? Thou shalt not bear false witness. Can you believe that this president has the actual audacity to keep coming out and telling lie after lie? There's no way this president would have been reelected if people thought when he said, if you like your health insurance, you can keep it, period. If you want to keep your doctor, you can keep your doctor, period. If anybody had thought that he was lying, I mean, there's some of us, and I know my hardcore listeners been with me all these years, we knew he was lying. We had read parts of the bill right here on this show. But so many people looked in his eyes and thought he was telling the truth. He won the election because of hope and change in 2008. And then in 2012, it was pure. He got elected by false pretenses. False pretenses. Because he said, if you like your plan, you can keep it. He said, if you want to keep your doctor, you can. Period. That's just the beginning of the problems. And now, We just have to listen to some of these things and remember. And remember, time after time, most people should have understood when he was lying about countries, lying about these different things. He was painting a picture of Nirvana. He was painting a picture of a place everybody wanted to go. And they thought, here is the charismatic leader that can lead us into having our cake and eating it too. How many times has somebody said, you can have your cake and eat it too? There's no pain, no worries. Don't need money. You don't need any money. You can just print it month after month after month. And you can lose jobs and still the unemployment number goes down. And it's been alleged, and we don't know yet. We're going to be talking about it here when we get more information. But there's someone supposedly in the Department of Labor, in the census, that helps put together unemployment by making phone calls to people and households across America. And just months before the election, they were making up data. Making up data. And the unemployment rate dropped from something like 8.3% down to 7.9%. Got under 8%. And Jack Welch, former CEO of General Electric, was astounded by the numbers. He said, implied that maybe the books were cooked. And he was castigated by the media, castigated by people. How could you think of such a thing? And now we got a president that was reelected under false pretenses. Well, we got to go. We're going to start with these clips. I'm not going to say enjoy them. Weep. This is our president. Weep for this country. Weep for the people who reelected him. And pray that we as a nation will wake up from this nightmare. President Obama said his election would turn a page. And we have turned the page in the book of America and we're reading a nightmare. It's a nightmare tale and there is no end at this point. We've got to find the end. And we're going to be talking about the solutions here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Listen to our president. Weep and pray for America and do not lose hope because there's freedom-loving people like you and me, our listeners across the country, and we're going to keep working hard. The cream rises to the top. The truth will win. Lies will sink to the bottom like a broken vessel on the sea. Listen to our president, our commander-in-chief, right here, right now.
Close Guantanamo. I will restore habeas corpus.
Guantanamo, that's easy. Close down Guantanamo, restore habeas corpus.
We're going to lead by shutting down Guantanamo and restoring habeas corpus.
I intend to close Guantanamo, and I will follow through on that.
Guantanamo will be closed.
That flag represents rule of law and due process, and that's why we're going to close Guantanamo and restore habeas corpus.
I will promise you this, that if we have not gotten our troops out by the time I am president, it is the first thing I will do. I will get our troops home. We will bring an end to this war. You can take that to the bank.
Let me emphasize that we anticipate this transition to take place in a matter of days and not a matter of weeks. I am less interested in passing out blame than I am in learning from and correcting these mistakes to make us safer. For ultimately, the buck stops with me.
The only measure of my success as president, when people look back 5 years from now or 9 years from now, is going to be, did I get this economy fixed?
I love these folks who helped get us in this mess and then suddenly say, well, this is Obama's economy. That's fine. Give it to me. My job is to solve problems, not to stand on the sidelines and carp and gripe.
That I will be held accountable. I've got 4 years.
And you know quickly how people feel about what's happening.
That's exactly right. And if I don't have this done in 3 years, then there's going to be a one-term proposition.
When I said change we can believe in, I didn't say change we can believe in tomorrow.
You had an Arab Spring in the Middle East. And then you had the situation in Europe. You had a tsunami in Japan.
The severe storms all along the East Coast.
Because we've got this big, messy, tough democracy.
There are still too many Republicans in Congress who have refused to listen to the voices of reason and compromise.
These are bills that Congress ran up.
But, you know, we've been a little bit lazy, I think, over the last couple.
And one of the things I think the next president has to do is to stop fanning people's fears. You know, if we spend all our time feeding the American people fear and conflict and division, then they become fearful and conflicted and divided. And if we feed them hope and we feed them reason and tolerance, then they will become tolerant and reasonable and hopeful. And that, I think, is one of the most important things that the next president can do, is try to bring us together and stop trying to fan the flames of division that have become so standard in our politics in Washington. That's the kind of experience, by the way, that we need to put an end to.
We don't need the slash and burn, say anything, do anything politics that divides and distracts, that tears us apart instead of bringing us together. Because if you don't have any fresh ideas, then you use stale tactics to scare voters. If you don't have a record to run on, then you paint your opponent as someone people should run from.
We don't mind the Republicans joining us. They can go come for the ride, but they got to sit in back.
And you see folks waving tea bags around.
Seems like after the president got reelected, he didn't quite want to reach out and be bipartisan, did he? He didn't say, I'm president of America, president of these United States. No, he said, you can get in the back of the bus. He said, I won. Not very bipartisan, is he? Sure wasn't when it came to health care law. Sure not. No Republicans supported it. They're going to cram it down America's throat. And then he talked about the tea bags, implying tea baggers. What a term that's just grossly misused to slap and humiliate those who wanted to see freedom in America. Absolutely inexcusable for a president of the United States to do such to his own citizens. We'll continue with this lopsided liar show.
What I believe is that marriage is between a man and a woman.
As far as why, what in your religious faith calls you to be against gay marriage?
What I believe in my faith is that a man and a woman, when they get married, are performing something before God. I believe that marriage is the union between a man and a woman. Now, for me as a Christian, it's also a sacred union. God's in the mix. I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
President Obama, 24 hours after making history, he's making money.
Did he do it because he thought it was right, or did he do it for political reasons? 67% said political.
Strong proponent of pay-as-you-go. Every dollar that I've proposed an additional cut so that it matches. Look, and I want to go through the federal budget line by line, page by page. Programs that don't work, we should cut. Programs that we need, we should make them work better.
That's why today I'm pledging to cut the deficit we inherited by half by the end of my first term in office.
We are going to ban all earmarks, the process by which individual members insert pet projects.
By ending no-bid contracts, by eliminating wasteful spending, we can save billions of dollars by cutting private contractors and improving management and oversight of hundreds of billions of dollars that our government spends on contracts. And I'll finally end the abuse of no-bid contracts once and for all. The days of sweetheart deals for Halliburton will be over when I'm in the White House.
The end of sweetheart deals? Who put together the healthcare.gov? Who put together the website? How many people bid it on that? Let's hear the real truth. How many other no-bid contracts has this administration put out? I want to know, don't you? Let the White House tell us. Won't you call the White House? And let's contact the White House and ask how many no-bid contracts has this White House put out, this administration. Can you say Solyndra? That's not a contract, but it's a loan from the Energy Department. At just the tip of the iceberg, folks. I know, I just had to break it up. You can hear the lie after lie, and it starts giving you headaches. Let's hope the rest of America starts getting headaches, because we have got to wake up. This is not about Barack Obama. It's about his policies. He's a nice man. I've talked about that on this show. You can go back and listen. I had my nephew win a contest, went to the White House with Michelle Obama. President Obama came in and greeted my nephew. Outstanding personal people, Michelle and Barack Obama. But when it comes to policies and the way this president speaks to the American people and just looks them in the eye and speaks with a lying tongue, it is, it's not only regrettable, it's disgusting. And that this president could his mouth be washed out with soap and water like they might do in the old days for telling a lie? Well, I guess he would he'd have too much soap in his mouth. I guess he'd be blowing bubbles. Many times he have to be have his mouth washed out. So I can't imagine this president who has told so many lies, and we're just now in the first year of the second term. How could he turn around? How could he, you know, can we pray for him that he'll see a light from heaven come falling down and say, stop lying? You think that'll stop him? I don't know. What would stop him if the American people would rise up and say, we've had enough. Before you speak to us, go back and make sure you're not going to lie to us. His credibility is shot, as far as I'm concerned. It's the low-information voters and those who look at the color of his skin and say he can do no wrong, I guess. I don't know. This is nothing to do about the color of our president's skin. I've said that from the beginning. We got to look at policies. That's what we do here on this show. I love the fact that America's elected its first African-American president. We've talked about that on the show many times. Yes, it's a plus. Yes, I think it's good for the world to see that anybody can be president of the United States, be elected. But now it's time to look at policies. We're in the fifth year, and the press finally is saying this guy is not telling the truth. I wish they'd done it back before he got a second shot at this. Four more. Can you imagine a lame duck president whose popularity is falling? Is that good for America? Is that good for our economy? The only thing be good is this quicker to, we can get him out. We can't get him out. And I said the next best thing is to get every Democrat that's elected, throw them out in 2014. If we can't get to Obama, throw out the bums that he listens to. That's what we got to do. Okay, I've given you a break from some of the lies. We got to hear some more of the lies. This is, I hope, if you listen to this on Thanksgiving Day, I hope you've already digested your turkey. Or you may have to just listen to the rest of the show next week. Tell your friends and neighbors, everybody needs to listen to this Thanksgiving special. It's we've got a turkey in the White House, and they're not going gobble gobble. It's going lie, lie, lie. Okay, here's some more of the turkey.
We'll finally end the abuse of no-bid contracts once and for all. The days of sweetheart deals for Halliburton and the like will be over when I'm in the White House.
The way Bush has done it over the last 8 years is to take out a credit card from the Bank of China in the name of our children, driving up our national debt from $5 trillion for the first 42 presidents. Number 43 added $4 trillion by his lonesome, so that we now have over $9 trillion of debt that we are going to have to pay back. $30,000 for every man, woman, and child. That's irresponsible. It's unpatriotic.
Wow, President Bush ran up the debt to $9 trillion. Ran it up $4 trillion by himself. That's unpatriotic. Well, what do you call $7 trillion in 5 years? $7 trillion. This President Barack Obama has run up. It keeps running up. And And he talked about what we're doing, running a credit card on China and passing it on to our kids. How can this president get up in front of people and know when he said these things, and that's what got him elected, and he gets in front of people and acts like American people aren't paying a fair share, and that's why and that's why we have deficits. And that's why we have $17 trillion in debt that's going to be hung around the necks of our children and grandchildren. Wow. It's going up. Well, this president is, it's something when you line up all the things he said. But now let me tell you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We're here to help America understand the direction this country needs to go. It's not the direction we're going now. We are here for freedom. We're here because we believe American citizens, those who love this country, many of you are awake. And I know my listeners are. I hope we have some new listeners that someone's told you to listen to Rock Splitting Politics. This is our special Thanksgiving show. And it will be on in our archives, so you can come back and listen to it. Sometimes if some people tell you, well, the president just misspoke, you know, he doesn't, you know, people just say all these Tea Party folks says he's a liar. No. Come back and listen to the show. Tell it to your friends, because you're listening to us on Web Talk Radio right here. And this is Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. You can listen to us every week. We have a new exciting show. We got some great shows coming up, because this country is in a heap of trouble. We're in a heap of mess. It's going to get worse before it gets better when it comes to Obamacare and your health care. Everybody in America is going to suffer from this. We're already suffering. But when you see the more policies canceled, when you see skyrocketing deductibles, some of you don't know what a deductible is. It's what you got to pay out of your pocket before your insurance kicks in. And for years, it's been $500, even up to $1,000, sometimes less than that. Now we got deductibles going to I talked to a lady the other day, $7,500 she has to pay before insurance kicks in. I know of some, $10,000. That used to, you rarely heard of that. And now it's in all these plans, deductibles. It's going to skewer the middle class. It's going to skewer those who've been trying to save a little money and get their kids in college. It's going to skewer them. And that's what this president has done. And he'll probably blame it on the insurance companies. But he's the one that has mandated the policies. Wow. Well, I'm going to play a few more clips from this president. And we'll finish up the show. I want you to let your friends and neighbors know about this show. Put it on the link so they can listen to the lies that this president has said time and time and time again. They say something, if you hear it over and over, you begin to believe it. And I guess the low information voters are going to have to hear. They don't want to hear that their president's been lying to them. But now they know it. And they need to understand it's a lot bigger than one or two lies. It's a lot more than Obamacare. So keep listening. I'm glad you're listening to Rock Splitting Politics. Next week we'll have a great show that's going to be in tune with what's going on with all the scandals and Obamacare. So don't wait till we put up a new show in December. Be ready for it. Now we'll continue on with our Commander-in-Chief and our current President, Barack Obama.
I'm absolutely confident that we can choose our own economic destiny. We can choose another 4 years with the same reckless fiscal policies that George Bush has implemented, taking our national debt from $5 trillion to over $9 trillion in the span of 8 years, mortgaging our children's future on a mountain of debt, or we can restore some fiscal responsibility in Washington. We can, yes we can.
I mean, the debt ceiling, that's a formality. Historically, this has not even been an issue. It's an unpleasant vote, but it's been a routine vote that Congress does periodically.
The truth is that compared to other countries around the world, our deficit problems are completely manageable. And I could not get Republicans to go ahead and say, you're right, we're going to put country ahead of party.
The last thing we should do is raise taxes on the middle class. You
You will not see your taxes increase one single dime.
You will not see your taxes increased a single dime. I repeat, not one single dime.
And under this mandate, the government is forcing people to spend money, fining you if you don't. How is that not a tax?
Because when I'm president, meetings where laws are written will be more open to the public, no more secrecy. That's a commitment I make to you as president.
I'll make our government open and transparent so that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business.
But these negotiations will be on C-SPAN. And so the public will be part of the conversation.
We're going to do all these negotiations on C-SPAN. So the American people will be able to watch these negotiations.
You know, I respect the fact that Senator Clinton and President Clinton attempted in 93 to get health care reform passed. But I do think that they did it in the wrong way, because it was behind closed doors and we did not enlist the American people in the process.
When there's a bill that ends up on my desk as president, you, the public, will have 5 days to look online and find out what's in it before I sign it, so that you know what your government's doing.
Let me say it as simply as I can. Transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this president.
Since taking office, this has been the administration that's prosecuted more whistleblowers in 2 years than in the preceding 40 years. It meets with lobbyists across the street from the White House so they don't have to disclose their meeting with lobbyists. And, this is true, censored nearly 200 pages of internal emails about their efforts to make government more transparent.
But that was from Comedy Central. You just can't let this president get away with all the lying he's doing. And he has, and got reelected. And that is why I do believe there's a groundswell of people, so many that even the low information voters will have to look at this. And those, and I'm including those in the Hispanic community and the African American community that have sung his praises, they have to look at this and say, is this president lying or not? The liberal Democrats that have lifted this man up on a pedestal, they're going to be running in next year's election. I don't care if you're white, black, red, yellow. When you look at what this president has said and you line it up and you say he's not a liar, then you are a liar. And the president has put his party in a hot seat. People cannot unelect President Barack Obama. The only thing they can do to fight back of all the lies that are coming out of the White House is to make sure they kick every Democrat they can that voted for this health care law, kick out every Democrat that's in the House and the Senate that's possible. That's the only way they can get back with any kind of political revenge. And it's time the American people start waking up, and I'm including those who are the most firm supporters of this president. If they really want truth in this government, and they're going to have to get rid of some of these Democrats, because it's the only way you want to punch and swing when you're mad. And you say, how can President Obama's supporters be mad? They're the ones that voted for him, and now they're having $10,000 deductibles. That's why. They got to get back with political revenge against somebody. The Republicans didn't give them $10,000 deductibles on their health care. They didn't have to make the directive saying that they would lose their insurance, their medical insurance. They aren't the ones going to keep them from seeing their doctors. It's the Democrats who voted for the plan, and somebody's got to get kicked in the chin politically, and it needs to be every Democrat that's up for re-election next year in 2014. Do what you can to do it. Wow. And that's what I was talking about. There's more than just the Obamacare debate. And I could play clip after clip and time after time. But you know what? It is Thanksgiving. And I know a lot of you are full of turkey and full of the lies. And we'll play some more in future shows. But you need to know. And I want you to go to your low information voter friends, those who don't keep up with politics, those who probably look at the president and voted for him because he's a sharp-looking man, has a sharp-looking family. And he's made some sharp promises. The trouble is, he's made the promises, and he's failed to keep them. And that's why I have hope in America, Because even now, after he was reelected, I do believe America loves freedom more than they like communism, socialism, and more than they like being lied to. So we got our work cut out for us. 2014 is an election year. Look for those candidates that stand up for truth. Look for those who did vote for this president's health care bill. We now call Obamacare the Affordable Care Act, which is such a lie. The Affordable Care Act, that's what they wrote it. And it's so unaffordable. Such a lie. The only way to get back with political revenge is to kick the Democrats in the shin everywhere they're running next year. Vote against them. Work against them. And maybe, just maybe, the only way you say, well, there's no way to get rid of Obamacare as long as the president's in the White House. Well, there is a way, but you're going to have to work double hard. And the only way we can do is get the low-information voters who voted for President Obama to understand what a lie is. And you get two-thirds veto-proof in the Congress. Two-thirds veto-proof in the House. Two-thirds veto-proof in the Senate. Can it be done? The numbers say it's impossible. But, hey, we hadn't seen the bottom of the pit of Obamacare yet. The mess will continue to grow. The pit will become harrowing and like a bottomless fall. And there will be people you don't understand. Listen, you hear it here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I have looked into this, and the mess, the absolutely mess that's going to affect people's lives and their health, and even to the point of life and death in cases of severe problems. We're going to hear more and more, and the press is going to be reporting because there's so many stories. It's going to get a whole lot worse before it gets better. I wish it didn't. You know, on this show, we've been saying, stop Obamacare. And even those who want to shut down the government, because they knew this pain was coming. I wasn't for government shutdown. But once it started, the number one thing was to realize this was to stop Obamacare. And people got to understand that Senator Ted Cruz loves America so much that he didn't want all this to happen. It is happening now. So, America can't say the Republicans didn't do all they could. And the Democrats did everything they could to let the pain come on full steam ahead. And that's why America's getting hurt. That's why America's going to vote in 2014. Do what you can to turn America around. That's what we're doing. You and I working together right here, Rock Splitting Politics. We'll be back next week with a great show kicking off our December season. God bless you, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.